Thanks for finding Organic Matters, like a bunch of you do every week now. It's kind of fun to know that I get new listeners each week, and I hope I'm holding on to most of my old ones. I've done this subject a few times, but I'm going to do it again. Grass-fed versus grain-finished beef, which is better for your health and which is better for the environment? And the reason I do this a couple of times a year is because things change. We've learned more, we've learned less, they've changed the laws, believe it or not. So you need to become a kind of relearn what you think is going to be best for you and your family, and if you're concerned about what's best for the environment. In some ways, it seems to me grocery shopping has become almost a minefield. Is it better to buy grass-fed beef, or can I buy a big hunk of just grain-fed beef? What's the difference anyway? Maybe you've been buying grass-fed beef for years. I have. But the rising prices make you reconsider. Or perhaps you've heard grass-fed beef is healthier than grain-fed and are trying to improve your diet. Are you thinking about raising some cows yourself? I'm on a ranch right now that does. If so, you want to look at it from an even different angle. It's becoming increasingly difficult to tell what's a marketing gimmick and what makes a real noticeable difference in how your food was fed and raised. So what does it mean to be grass-finished? Food can be a touchy subject. With prices raising and supplies falling, and many of us wonder, where's the compromise? What about meat? Can I even afford it, or is it justified, or is it okay to compromise on quality? What are the facts, the latest ones I can find? As you can imagine, cattle spend most of their lives eating grass and hay. They're often fed a diet of grass and hay mixed with some supplemental grain, usually a pelleted form from corn or soybeans. Supplemental grains help cattle put on weight quickly. Grain-fed cattle reach market weight sooner, producing fattier, more tender cuts of meat in general. That is a true fact. Grass-fed refers to cattle fed a diet most exclusively made up of pasture, hay, and silage. But grass-fed beef can also be grain-finished, and most people don't realize that. What that's really saying is while these animals eat grasses most of their life, they're given some supplemental grain near the end of their life to boost weight gain and add a bit of fattiness. Grain during the last 4 to 6 months, usually in a feedlot, unfortunately, can change the meat's flavor, texture, and even its health benefits. That's where I'm going. Grass-finished beef refers to beef that was grass-fed throughout its entire life without being given any supplemental grains. That's part of the difference. Truly, grass-finished beef will be leaner than grain-fed beef with less marbled fat throughout each cut. Grass-finished beef also tends to be more of a complex, I call it, flavor. Some people say it's gamey. I just say it tastes more beefy. That's what I'm used to. The difference in flavor may be in the type of grass the animal ate for most of its life. Large-scale grass-finished beef tends to be primarily fed more silage, while small-scale beef eats more forage on pastures and really a greater variety of plants. Now, here's a catch to look for that's kind of new. Is grass-fed organic? Many people treat grass-finished beef as comparable to organic beef, but the two differ. Since we often imagine grass-fed cattle wandering, running around freely through green pastures and consuming nothing but fresh grass, we assume they're not getting anything that's not organic. But in reality, in this market now, grass-fed beef can get just as many antibiotics and growth-promoting hormones as cattle fed on grains and grasses mixed. Unless you're store-bought, this is the catch, unless you're store-bought, grass-finished beef specifically says USDA organic. Unless it says that, you just got to assume the cows have been given antibiotics and or hormones. That's the way the rules work now. Of course, if you buy beef direct from a farm or raise your own, labels don't mean much, do they? You can ask your local farmer how he feeds these animals, how often he uses antibiotics, and whether or not he uses growth-promoting hormones. Of course, the advantage in buying from a farmer, you know what, if he's an honest man, what he's giving and not giving his animals. Even if he says he's grass-finishing, but he's giving them some grain, well, is it organic grain? Is it grain without additives in it themselves? If he knows that, you can make that decision. You don't have to have that sticker on that cow. But in most places, most people are not fortunate enough to have a farm they can actually go buy their beef from. See, the catch here is the terms grass-fed and even grass-finished are really not USDA-regulated terms. That means they aren't consistent standards so as to what constitutes grass-finished. When buying beef in the grocery store, far from the farmers who raise the animals, it can be difficult to know if the label is really worth the price. So really, what are the differences between grass and grain-fed beef? Cattle are designed, or I don't use that word design, cattle are naturally grazers in pastures. They eat a variety of grasses and wildflowers and other plants that come up in the areas they're kept in. A steer on a pasture can eat almost anything continuously throughout the day, wandering from one part of the pasture to another. If there are a variety of grasses and grains in the field, the cow will naturally consume a vast array of foods. But nowadays, most pastures aren't as variable as the animals would come across if they were in what would be a really natural wild field. Our tendency is, at least in this part of the country, everything's coastal Bermuda. And they try to wipe out all the other, which would be natural plants in the area. So the animal's not getting a vast array of different forages that he would if we weren't cultivating one grass as a monoculture. And since these monoculture fields are less than ideal pastures, they end up supplementing. The animal needs supplementation. Even grass-finishing farmers will set out mineral licks for their animals to ensure all trace nutrients are available. Makes sense. Again, then you got to go back to the source of the mineral block itself. But even with all these nuances surrounding grass-finished beef, some, I would say, discernible differences exist between grass and grain-fed meat. It all comes down, sort of, to what you want out of your meat. So despite the supplementation, grass-fed animals will grow more slowly and their meat will show it. Animals that grow very quickly tend to have more fat than animals that grow slower. Grain-finished beef is marbled with more fat. This marbling leads to an increased tenderness and a mild buttery flavor that we've all grown so used to, especially here in the United States. Since I've eaten beef in several parts of the world, there really is a difference. The fat on grass-fed beef is usually richer in flavor. It makes fantastic tallow. On the other side, grain-finished beef fat has a blander flavor, and depending on the quality of the grains, it can sometimes seem like your meat is almost too fatty. But the marbleization of grain-finished beef also enables you to cook it longer at higher temperatures without drying out the meat. This extra fat melts into the meat, tenderizing it as it cooks. It's much easier to overcook grass-finished beef than grain-finished beef because the grass-finished beef has a much lower natural fat content. If you're going to cook grass-finished beef for long periods of time, you got to go another method. Slow cooking with added fats is the only way to go. If that's the way you want your... I happen to be a rare meat eater, so I don't have a problem with this. But as far as healthy meat goes, this is where it gets more important to me. It's more important than simple fat contents and the difference between the omega-3s and omega-6s in the grass-finished versus the grain-finished beef. This is why I buy grass-finished, folks. Our modern diet is uncomfortably high in omega-6s. The ubiquitous presence of seed oils in almost all processed foods contributes to this imbalance. Because of the abundance of soy and corn in cattle feed, grain-finished beef is also very high in omega-6 fatty acids. The ratio of omega-6 to omega-3s in grain-finished beef is usually like 9-1. Now, listen to this. If grass-finished beef, it's the other way around. The ratio is almost closer to 2-1, which is what our body has been used to for thousands of years. It's a much healthier balance. Since health levels for omega-3 fatty acids contribute to reduced inflammation in the body, if you're struggling from one of many different inflammatory diseases prevalent today, the switch to grass-finished beef may be incredibly more healthy for you. Many people choose small farm grass-finished beef for this exact reason. I specifically chose my local farmer's primary grass-finished beef because the other thing besides eating the beef is to make my bone broth, and it's supposedly one of the healthiest things that you can eat. The farm I chose has many consistent customers with things like Crohn's disease, cancer, and even fibromyalgia who have physically seen improvements through a diet full of really good grass-finished beef. Before I end, let's at least talk 1 minute about the environmental impact. If you're worried about the impact of your beef consumption on the environment, grain-finished beef or grass-finished beef makes very little difference in the big picture, except the problem with grain-finished is there's a heck of a lot more of them. The difference is slight, but since grain-finished beef goes to the butcher with quicker, it ends up probably on an individual cow basis a little less heavy on the environment because they produce fewer greenhouse gas emissions just because they're not out there living as long. But do remember there's thousands of times more grain-finished beef than there are grass-finished cattle, at least in our country at this point. So some of my critics, some of my people say that cutting beef out of your diet would be the best choice for the earth. And anything else is simply splitting hairs. But the truth is, it's a little bit more complex than that. Truthfully, raising animals for meat has such a small impact on the environment overall, and the projections about what might happen if everyone gave up meat rarely consider the environmental impact of mass consumption of plant-based alternatives that it would take to fulfill their diet in another way. As sort of a final note on this, even though I don't consider myself a chef, but I do consider myself a long-term good cook. Very serious about the cooking I do. But think about this. If you're cooking grass-finished beef, expect about a 30% shorter cook time. Problem has been this. Cookbooks, especially those from the 50s, and a lot of them are just recopies, onward will rarely take this into account because it really didn't exist at the time. So adjust your recipes accordingly. If you have older cookbooks or you just want your meat to be the best, just always remember it's a different animal. It's not a different animal, but it is. It has to be treated more like wild game because it's raised more like wild game. Most of the recipes that will be written for regular beef will have to be altered if you're going to use grass-finished meat. That's just the way it is, and it's once you get used to it, I've had so many people say, well, they've tried meat, but they didn't let me cook it. They cooked it, and it was overdone. It was too dry. It was because they don't have those natural marbled fats in there. But once you learn to appreciate the deeper flavor of actually less marbled meat, what you do need to realize there is a difference, and you have to learn to deal with that. And remember what you're getting back for that. You're getting back a truly healthier mix of omega-3s and 6s, and even trace minerals have been shown in all grass-fed to be more complete and rounded out in grass-finished beef. So sort of in a nutshell, that's the most up-to-date information I can find, since beef is such an important part of so many people's diets in the United States. And thanks for staying tuned to Organic Matters. We'll be back after this with Lisa, one more portion of the show. In their real health over time, if they just establish that as a part of their normal eating habits for the years to come. Thanks for staying tuned to Organic Matters.